Failure is actually progress, you guys. Do you understand this? Like, actually failing is moving you more forward than not doing anything at all. Failure is progress. Get that in your head right now. Failing is progressive because it means you're taking action. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit an inspiration. And I'm so glad that you're fitting this into your schedule. Guys, we're all busy. But if you don't do this, it's almost like you get more overwhelmed because we forget that we are in control of our lives. Yes, that is a hard fact to face. There are times where I'm like, I don't feel like I'm in control. And then I'm in the realization that I said yes to all the things that are on my plate. And it's full. So I want to remind you that I am gearing up for the Bliss Project right now. It is pretty much getting to be your last chance to snag your ticket. And I'm telling you, this lineup of speakers is going to rock your world. Not only that, you're going to meet your tribe that you get to move forward with. And I know that connection is the missing piece to self-development. You can self-develop yourself to death in isolation, and you won't move forward until you find that tribe and connection. You kind of hit this glass ceiling because a lot of your answers are inside of other people, meaning they help you unlock what's already inside of you, but they are going to really help give you perspective on some different things in your life. It's not that you're not complete as is. It's that I really do believe that other people help unlock parts of us that we can't unlock on our own. So that's why you need to get there. TheBlissProject.info, you guys. I can't wait to see you there. So I was just watching this piece on Mel Robbins' Instagram. It's on her IGTV and it talks about how women are going to get paid. And it really blew my mind because it's what Chris and I talk about all the time, but she put it in such an eloquent way. And she was talking about visibility. And this resonated so much because I think about when I was really trying to get my message out in the world and when I was trying to move forward on my dreams, and I was feeling like I wasn't being seen by people. I still had this idea that I was going to be chosen by someone, whether it was, you know, the fitness magazine editors that I wanted to be seen by, or whether it was publishers in my life that I wanted to be seen by, or whether it was these different influencers that I wanted to be recognized by and in their group. And what I didn't realize that was, is that yes, I was doing all of these different things in my life and creating community and trying to get out there, but I wasn't as visible. I wasn't making myself as visible while doing these things in order to just get the recognition myself. And she says, Mel Robbins says in this IGTV, I hope that you go and watch it. It's just on her Instagram. And I'm obsessed with Mel Robbins. So if you don't know who she is, I just gave you a little gift because she's freaking amazing. She talks about how women who end up speaking up and sitting front row and giving their input and being seen and making sure the things that you're doing are visible no matter what you're doing, even if it feels like you are just like, look at me, they're the ones that get the attention. They're the ones who are going to get paid. And they're the ones who are being seen and used in the things that you want to be used for. And I didn't understand this until I really understood that people are, you know, whether people want to book different people on stage, whether people want to book people on podcasts, you guys, this is all it's not only getting out there, but it's also a business. So whenever people are looking to collaborate with people, they really are looking for an equal energy exchange. Let's talk about getting people booked for the Bliss Project. It's not only about getting amazing stories on stage, but I also have seats in that auditorium that I need to fill, because talking to an empty room with amazing speakers or with incredible stories is still talking to an empty room. So there's two parts. There's always the part where I have this soul mission of getting it out in the world, of course, but you have to support that soul mission by saying, okay, who's going to also support this room? Who has an audience that they're already talking to? Who already has a message that is very visible so people know to show up in this room and they want to go and see it? So it is your responsibility to make sure you're visible. And if you're like, well, I don't have this big audience, I don't even know what that looks like yet. Visibility starts by you speaking up and going into the rooms where you can take that front row seat. This goes right down to when I go to Soul Cycle. It took me about 3 months to realize that I wanted to be in that front row in order to get to know people in the room and show up as a leader, because everywhere in my life, I want to show up as a leader and I want to be held accountable to showing up as a leader, because I have so many days where I do not want to, but because I make sure I hold myself accountable, whether it's front row seat and Soul Cycle, whether it's going to an event and trying to sit towards the front no matter what, whether it's going to Tony Robbins and making sure that I buy the VIP because it's extra and I know who's sitting in the VIP section, meaning it's people that I want to connect with who are taking this serious. I have a very different experience of sitting at events in the front row, or not even VIP, but up closer, and then sitting in the back row. It's a very different experience. It's people on their phones in the back. It's usually people who are not really paying attention. It's people who are passively learning. It's people who don't want to be visible yet. I want to be in the front row. Even when I don't feel like I'm worthy of it, I go up there because that's how you get yourself visible. That's how you get into the state of saying, okay, I may not feel worth it yet, or I may not feel like I even, you know, could fit in with these people, or I maybe not even can afford this seat, but I'm sitting here because I know that this is where magic happens. And way in the back, and I get that sometimes we have to sit in the back. Believe me, I've been there, whether it's been because you're sick or whether you're with your friend who has a baby or you've just had a baby. We have the times in our life where we have to take that seat, but whenever you can, make yourself visible. What are you doing to get out in the world to be seen, to be heard? Are you standing up when people ask opinions? Are you giving your opinion even if you fear it's going to sound stupid? Do you know how many times I've stood up and been like, oh my God, why did you just say that? But then someone comes up to me afterward and they go, hey, I really liked when you said X, Y, and Z. Or, hey, I didn't even realize you were in this group until you stood up. Or, that's so cool that you do what you do. I'm so glad that you said that because I wouldn't have known. And I have this thing that I would like to connect you with. If you don't speak, it's not going to happen. Use your voice, say the thing, let it be okay if it was wrong. Have massive grace for yourself. Speak up, be visible, sit in the front row, stand up whenever you can, give your opinion. You guys, this is vital. You have a voice and you have to use it. And if you want to be heard, you have to keep standing up. Stand for something. Stand for something. I'm so proud of you guys. I know that this is going to give you that little nudge that you needed just to give the input in that meeting. Even if it feels like you said the stupidest thing ever, let that be okay. That's where we all start and that's where we begin. I can't tell you how many times I've sat down and been like, are you kidding me right now? Did you say that? And then I just say, Lori, have grace, have forgiveness. You're using your voice. It's better than being quiet. You can handle it. You can handle if you said something stupid. You can, like, that's okay. I believe saying something is better than saying nothing and then learning from it, because you don't learn from nothing. You don't learn from nothing. At least you learn from the failures and you move forward. Failure is actually progress, you guys. Do you understand this? Like, actually failing is moving you more forward than not doing anything at all. Failure is progress. Get that in your head right now. Failing is progressive because it means you're taking action. So go get out there and start speaking up. It feels so good to feel acknowledged and seen in the world, you guys. You must do this for your message, for your voice, and for the woman who is not yet ready to use her voice. She's waiting to see you. Go get visible. I feel like it's the Olivia Newton-John song. Go get visible. Visible. I wanna get visible. Let's get visible. Not invisible. Okay. So I love you guys so much. I'm on a little bit of DayQuil. I'm on a DayQuil roll right now. And I like it. I think it added a little spice to this morning episode. So I'm sending you so much love. I want to know how you're going to get visible today, and make sure that you put it on Instagram so I can know. What is your visibility action that you took today so that you can get out in the world? Tag me, tag the podcast, share this with a friend who is afraid of failing, even though it's progress. Okay, let's do it, ladies. We got this. And I want to see you at the Bliss Project because it's going to rock your world. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.